Good morning. It's Saturday, September the 14th, 2019, 8:08 a.m. I'm running a little late this morning. It's another chilly morning, 54 degrees. Sun cable was 50 when I got up. The sun brought it up to 54. In the sun is really rather pleasant, as opposed to the rather broiling. So clearly the wheel of time is rolling. The wheel of the season revolves. So yeah, yesterday was my big thing. Yesterday was trying to figure out. I have it's an old e-machine, 32-bit, and it really did not like Mint. It ran really slow. It ran for a few minutes before it choked and froze the machine. And this isn't right. I don't know exactly what the problem was. One of the problems might have been memory. It had mismatched memory chips in it. And that's never a good thing. I had one gigabyte chip and one 500 meg. And I thought, I wonder if I have a pair of matched 1 gig chips. And I got in my closet and dug around, and sure enough, I found some. And they were way too fast. They had memory speeds that were much higher than the computer could accommodate, but too fast is much better than too slow. So I turned the machine down again, got the old chips out, put the new chips in, and it seems to be working. It's got a really big hard drive, 160 gigs. Really big. Really big for the old drives laying around. I think I mentioned yesterday I got 200. Two of them that were 540 something megabytes. Really? 140 megs hard drive. I got this one 4 gig drive that would power up. I found some old Balticon pictures on a 40. And I got those copied off. I haven't had a chance to go through them yet, but got them. I need to work down through the remaining drives. There's a couple 40s. There's an 80. I keep hoping. I did spot a couple of laptops up in the cupboard. I need to see if one of those might have the original Talk of My Morning Walk, episode 1. If anybody happens to have it, I'm still looking for it. I'd like to play at least an excerpt of it on the 2000th episode, which is only a little more than 3 months away. snow patrol driver. So we're probably into the new year. Good morning. Assuming I can keep my publication rate going as the winter turns its ugly face in my direction. We'll see how it goes, one day at a time. I'm out this morning. And I feel pretty good. Sweatshirt is probably not necessary this morning because the sunlight is still pretty warming. Although there was a lot of the walk, the early mile, that I was walking in shade and it felt really chilly. Now I'm in the second mile and worked up a sweat. Got the muscles moving, so metabolism was working, generating heat. Just right yesterday. Not very much. A couple pages. I was working on the barbarian story. Was not working on Cape Grace. I have to work on Cape Grace today. Not because I see it as any great chore, but because I really want to be done with that out, sweep, and rid it. Good morning. Good morning. I think I saw that couple earlier. So, I've almost finished Carnival Row. I'm starting early. I'm still reading this HarperCollins book. Have some sun, holy cow. I've made the turn east and the sun is shining right in my face. Pull the cap down a little lower. Coming up on the monk post. You ready? Stay with me. on post. Okay. So yeah, I'm almost on like within 20 minutes or so of the end of season one of Carnival Row, and I'm like, really? It was really clear from early on who the big bad was. Even before you heard her clicking heels. At least to me, it was obvious to me. Good morning. That was really obvious to me, honestly. And it was clear who had to be the father. I don't know. I don't know. It was an interesting idea that left me less than enthusiastic about the execution. I'll have to see if they wouldn't be back with the big conclusion. KB Wager's book is actually pretty good. I've found myself putting stuff down and going off to read for a while in the last couple days, but I've been going through it. It's pretty decent. It's clearly traditional published. Not that it's not a good book, but it's got all of the beats, all of the... it's the first book of the series, so there's a lot of backstory that's being paraded out. And let's just say it's not backstory that I would have paraded out. But I'm not KB Wagers, and maybe this is not something that's been imposed upon her by her editorial overlords. Yeah, but it feels like it. The conflicts are clearly being set up. There's a change of command, so there's uncertainty among the team. Good morning. I'm not going to say it feels dumbed down, but It feels like there's a lot of over-explanation. If it were an indie book, I would probably be able to recommend it. Because it's trad, I can't. I will probably send them a blurb. Because it's an ex-coastie I really appreciate. A space opera that's not Navy. There's a certain military overtone to it, but it's not Navy. It's not Air Force. It's not, let's go shoot people up. It's, how can we save lives? How can we look out for people? And I like that. So I'll probably send Pomerico, like a one-liner. Walking along the park. The sun is warm. I have to remember to get up earlier tomorrow. I was lazy this morning. I was screwing around. I got up at like 6:30. I could have been out by 7:30. I have to get back on the 7 and 7. Seven in the morning, 7 at night, not 7 up and 7 crown. Yeah, I never really cared much for 7-7. I like my whiskey neat. I don't seem to put water in it and it gives it an odd flavor. One that I really don't like. Doesn't matter if it's an ice cube or a bit of branch, as they say. Branch water. And it's like, no. I like it neat. Aromatic, flavorful, and burning. Sometimes burning. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.